And gamers, trainers, Pokemans, welcome to another episode of Pokemans Health, Pokemon Meets Men's Mental Health. I'm your host, Roy Flash Gordon, and just wanted to thank you all for tuning in to another one. Excited to introduce you to our guest today, a man by the name of Zach, aka Chiptune TCG on Instagram, and I believe YouTube as well. Zach is creating some really fun Pokemon content, and it really caught my eye. These creepy Pokedex entries, kind of with additional lore behind a Pokemon and what it might be like to encounter that Pokemon in real life, is some of the content that I saw him do in the first place. Right now, he's working on this awesome kind of mini series that he's got going on. He does some awesome pixel art and other commissions, and he's just the overall super talented, creative guy, also the first father that we've had on the podcast, so definitely we'll have some interesting perspectives for you. So we're gonna go ahead, hop into this thing. Here's my friend Zach, aka Chiptune TCG. All right, and Pokemon's Health audience, here with my buddy Chiptune, very talented content creator. I'm excited to see more of his work from. How you doing, Chiptune?
I'm doing good, man. How are you, so?
I'm good. Hanging in there. Yeah, we'll kick this off. Why don't you tell the fine folks a little bit about yourself? How old are you? What do you do? And where are you from?
Well, my name is Zach. My real name is Zach. I am not a talking pixel ghost in real life. I'm 30 years old. I might not look 30, but I get carded every time I go anywhere. So,
I would say.
Yeah, like I went to the gas station and like I was like, okay, like I started getting on the topic of age and stuff, and then yeah. I told them I was 30 years old with like two kids and I'm married, and they just did not believe me. But yeah, man, like I'm a content creator, and I started my Instagram, you know, doing like typical like TCG, you know, like posting pictures of cards, and then I don't know, like I got fixated on the idea of just like creating these videos that people can interact with, but like having like a different twist on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had this thing where like I channel, you know, my emotions, you know, like growing up on Pokemon since like day one, like Pokemon Red, like on the Game Boy. There's nothing on the planet that will ever beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter like how many reboots or remakes they make. There's something about, you know, putting a cartridge into your Game Boy and then playing it and playing like the first Pokemon game ever. That was me, you know, like,
yeah.
And it always stuck with me, you know, for pretty much until I die at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's pretty much like an atmosphere at my house. Like we have a cat named Gengar.
Hell yeah.
All black. And, you know, my kids, like, they really love Pokemon, and they know their dad loves Pokemon too. And, you know, my wife loves Pokemon too as well, but I'm like super fixated on it, like the idea of it, and try and like channel all of this energy, you know, like life right now is just a lot of obstacles,
totally.
Like the way the world is right now. And, I decided to make these videos, like these Chiptune entries, and I made my first video revolving around Frostlass.
Yeah.
Like out of all of them, and
Frostlass has a pretty like kind of creepy. It's a perfect transition as to like for people who haven't seen your content yet to kind of describe a little bit. So Frostlass, that one, it's got a little creepy Pokedex entry right off the bat. A lot of the ghost types do, which is super dope. And I've seen you do this with more than the inherently creepy types. But yeah, tell us how you started with that Frostlass video.
Oh man, like I went into it. Just to give you an idea, all of these videos that you see on Instagram, like the reels, they're all done on my phone.
Oh wow.
All on my phone, so I'm like constantly glued. Like when the kids are asleep, like it's Chiptune time.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife's playing Stardew Valley. You ever heard of
I
Stardew
think
Valley?
so. Yeah. This is an RPG of some sort.
It's like a farming survival game, and it's like a pixel-based game.
Yeah.
Every time that she sends me, like TikToks of like pixels, she's like, I always think of you
Yeah.
when I see pixel work. But to answer your
Yeah.
question, like, I started these videos out of just pure boredom, and then like I started to get like notice, like people started seeing these videos, and I was like, okay. Let's make an entry, like an entire series of all of these,
Yes.
of these videos and Pokemon. And I wanted to try something different because going to like, let's just say like the Suicune one,
Yeah.
like, typically you wouldn't think Suicune would be kind of dark, but then I go into this explanation of like hypothermia.
Yeah.
Since Suicune's an ice Pokemon too as
Yeah.
well, so I go into the details of that, and it's starting to become like a daily thing where I'm like, okay, well, what do I gotta post? Like, what Pokemon is people going to actually watch about? Like,
Definitely.
and I try and I spend a lot of time writing the script and like getting the pixel art together and like the stock videos and like the music and stuff, and chiptune is like a persona,
Totally.
like total persona. Like, he does the back end stuff. He pretty much does all the work, and he's the person, talking to you.
Totally. What I love about it is it's like I don't know if you played Pokemon Legends Arceus, but when they before they released it, they had a video of a guy who's like out like scouting and runs into like a Pokemon and he gets like wrecked by one. And it's like your videos like talk about, okay, if we were in this world with these like wild animals that are magical beasts, all that, yeah, there's gonna be some pretty gruesome accidents that happen and like some tough stuff that could happen. And your video definitely explored that a little bit.
Like, that's the thing, is like with like Jigglypuff, like, everybody loves Jigglypuff. It's cute, it's a little balloon, but like, if it seems like that doesn't just affect everybody that's looking at Jigglypuff, that it's a like an AOE thing. So like, I was thinking, like, how does that affect airports? Like, what if like
Totally.
a pilot like falls asleep and there's like hundreds of passengers on that? That's like the extent I want to take the videos.
Yeah, you gotta like strap up Jigglypuff's mouth just in case to make sure it doesn't sing if you're traveling with one, right? That's dope,
Exactly.
dude. I love how you said nothing will compare to the initial kind of foray into Pokemon and Pokemon Red as a kid. I completely agree with you there. Like, I love how the game has evolved and the graphics and whatnot and all that we can do with it now. But it just, you cannot beat that. There's just something just magical, something like wonderful that our imagination just like exploded with when we were that age and came into this thing. And yeah, this podcast about that, like us really connecting on that, but we connect with a lot of other things as well. And one of the big questions on the podcast is around masculinity and in your kind of opinion, in your experience, without any judgment, what do you think a man is, quote unquote, supposed to be?
That's a tough one. Let me just ask, are you religious?
I am not religious, but I am certainly, open to a lot of ideas that many religions have put into the world.
Gotcha. So, believe it or not, my dad's pastor.
Okay, let's go.
Ta like I'm tatted up. I've got tattoos. I've had
Yeah.
like colored hair. I've like, I'm the third child that
Yeah.
has gotten everything in the world.
I love it.
So, but the way I look at it, man, is, God has made us like all different. Like, we're all different. We're all unique. We all have different DNA structures.
Yeah.
And like the whole idea of like what a man is supposed to be, like, you would think like, providing for your kids, or, being a great person, or being, nice to others. Like, that's ultimately, to me, for me personally, like, if I can come home and I can make sure my kids are well fed and
Yeah.
they are happy and they got a roof over their head, then that's where I label myself as a man. To me. But then you can make the argument like, hey, like, I don't have kids, so
Yeah.
what now? Like, ultimately, I just feel like being kind to others and, like being willing to change, because a lot of people are
Mm.
so scared to change. I remember I used to work with this individual, and she was unhappy, and she was unhappy with her job, and she was working at like a dollar store. And I talked with her, and I was like, "Well, you need to get out of this place." And she talks about, "Well, I don't know where to go, and I feel comfortable here." And that's exactly why you feel that way,
Yeah.
because you feel comfortable in that situation, and you don't want to change. And sometimes, it's like that Spider-Verse quote, like that leap of faith,
Yeah.
like that risk that you take could like change everything completely.
Totally.
So
Totally.
that's the way I look at it,
I love it, man. I love that. You like in the original kind of first half of that, there's a big theme of responsibility. You bring your family into the world, coming together with your loved one, wife, and having kids. Like that is your ultimate responsibility, being able to like show up as the person that said you would, essentially, by bringing all that into the world. You said you would take care of that stuff, so that's super important. But also, I really
Exactly.
appreciated the perspective that if you don't have kids, what is it? And when it comes down to you, can you treat how do you treat your fellow human being? And like, really, I think the will to change is it's so important. I love that you said that. I think it's like really important for us to number one, be the people that we are meant to be. And I do think there's something like just like part of us that wants to evolve as like as beings, as souls, as whatever. But also like if you're not being good to the people in your life or kind to the people in your life, or like if you have people that you love who are kind of giving you any sort of feedback, like, hey man, like this, I don't know if this is you. I don't know if this is the kind of life you want to live. Like, if you are like able to get that feedback gracefully and like, especially receiving that with love, you will absolutely grow to be a person who is more kind, who is able to provide better, all that sort of stuff.
Right. And it reminds me, as we talked about earlier, that this is the first time that you've had somebody on the podcast that has kids.
Yes. Tell me about that.
Oh man, we might need to extend this to another hour. Okay, so I met Sarah, and Sarah's my wife, and I
Yeah.
feel like I've known her for like ever. We've known each other on Facebook, but we've always been in the same vicinity, like arm's reach, but we never really had the time to just finally reach out to one another. And I knew that she had a kid. Like, if you like Leia, my daughter, blood wise, she's not my child, but I came into her life at such a young age. And I made this post on Facebook talking about, how I feel like a bad dad, and I was just going through like a muck at the time. And then somebody commented on it, and they said that a bad dad is a dad that's not there. And that, I don't know what it was about that statement, but it like put shivers down my spine. And speaking of that, it's like my dad, back in the day, like this was unheard of, right? Like, it my dad's first wife left him, and she left my dad for with two kids, my brother and my sister. Back in the day, that was unheard of.
Absolutely.
And when I was dating Sarah, this was in the back of my mind. I'm like, she has a kid, like how am I gonna do this? I was the youngest of the family, like I always got spoiled, like that transition of all eyes on me is not anymore. Like, because when you have kids, man, it's like 24/7, they always matter. Nothing, like all your valuables have no value at that point.
All right. So, what you're referring to right now, as you mentioned, that position as a third child, kind of in a spoiled sort of position, are you referencing like her attention having to be divided and not just on you in the relationship?
Right.
Got it.
Well, just as a whole, because like being the third child, and then like Because me and my brother and my sister were raised differently from my dad, because he pretty much raised them on his own before he met my mom. And then, when my mom came into the picture, it was all eyes on me. But when you start introducing like other lives that are bloodline, and they don't even need to be bloodline, like they can be like a friend or something, a good friend of yours, a cousin, whoever, your dog, your cat, like those responsibilities, like all eyes are not on you anymore. You've got to like branch out. You have to change. You have to adapt into making sure that they're happy, because ultimately, the way you present yourself, they're gonna mirror copy everything. And that's like kind of like what I'm working on right now. Like me and my wife went through like a struggle, because I didn't know if you knew this, but I used to be the co-founder of a video game company.
Oh no, I did not know that.
I like started a company with a guy that, by the way, I've never met in my life. Like we've known each other for like 17 years, never met the guy, and then we started a company, and then we grew from like two people to like 40 plus people.
That's nuts.
And that's probably where a lot of my animation and my pixel art comes from, is because I was the main source of like artwork behind it. Like I pretty much like created the world. And a very like traumatizing event happened where we had to lay off everybody.
Got it.
Everybody. Like, and all of this was happening when me and Sarah were getting married and having Luke. That and Luke is my son. So in case you didn't see that reference, Luke and Leia, Star Wars fans.
That's awesome. I love the commitment. And you got the till death do us. Is that a Death Star in the back behind you?
That is a Death Star. That's actually from our wedding.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I love
everybody
that.
signed it. There was like seven people at our wedding, it seems.
Beautiful, Doug. Beautiful,
So
Doug.
yeah, like that's pretty much my life right now, is we're trying to like bounce back from that, that hurdle of not having the income that we used to have. And of course, all of this happens when COVID hits. And like when you go to the grocery store, like eggs are like $6. Are you kidding
Way
me?
more expensive than they used to be. Like
Crazy.
the uncertainty of the time in the first place, but then now we're like, I mean, we're still hurting from all the inflation and whatnot. It's a good segue, and I think you're speaking to this a little bit, but during this time, during these struggles, did you look at your definition of being a real man, and did that was that hard to consolidate? Did you have struggle seeing yourself as a real man through that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was mostly like financials. Financials being a very big key factor there. 'Cause like when you think of it, like the quote unquote the man of the house, like you're supposed to provide, food for the kids, like your wife and yourself. And then when you're trying to provide for everybody else, you typically forget about yourself. You
That's what we
forget
do.
about yourself, and then all of that weight like starts to like get heavier and heavier, and that's where it starts to affect everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
So
Zach, man, I want to tell you right now, you look like a real man to me, just so you know.
120 pounds of man right here.
You're a hustler. It sounds like you take care of your family. It sounds like you've pursued some stuff that really interests you and stuff that you really love. And I think that's a great way to take care of yourself. And it sounds like you're still in the game. And as long as you're in the game, there will be actions to take to continue to fight out of struggles of
Always.
that nature. This is a good segue, and perhaps you can speak more to this, or maybe it's a different occurrence that might come to your mind. But I was wondering what a recent, probably mental or emotional health struggle that you'd kind of had to overcome, or maybe even are currently working through, that you might like to share.
Anger. Anger is. I have a short fuse, and that's something that I have like been working on, and I'm not just doing it for my family, I'm doing it for myself, for my whole well-being, because if I'm okay with my own personal self and I work on myself, then everything else will fall into place.
Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it. And I don't know why, like I started getting on medicine and like seeing therapists, and it's definitely helped. But I think ultimately, just trying to take one day at a time, like instead of like looking in the future, like, oh man, I don't have enough money for this bill. Like, instead of like worrying about what the future holds, worry about right now, and then the future will unveil itself better to you.
Beautiful,
That's the way,
beautiful.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. And I'm starting to work on that a lot more, like focusing on the present
Yeah.
and then don't worry about the past and then prepare for the future.
That's the key right there, man. Presence is like a deeply like the most important thing you can do, I think, like in the masculinity sort of teachings that I kind of study and teach clients, like your ability to be present in the moment, be here, to have your mind and body and soul in alignment in this moment, like that is bringing all the resources that you actually need to get through whatever you got to get through. And sometimes it's just slowing your breath down so you can go back to being able to function, you know? Sometimes it's just being able to get back to the ground when you want to fucking explode, but you gotta take care of your kids like in that moment or whatever it is. That's a powerful quality, man. I love the mindset.
It's one of them things, man. It's like when you go through so much, like all of that anger starts to like weigh you down again. Like that whole weighing is a key factor, because like if you don't find a way to release it, it's gonna start affecting everybody. It's like a virus, like a virus that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
And that's my outlet, like Pokemon is my outlet, because that's been with me since day one. So why get rid of the stuff that started my personality, who I was, that weird kid with tattoos talking about Pokemon cards? Here he comes. That was me. That was me for sure, and like I feel like if I lose my idea, like my free will to create, then I might as well just be dead at this point. That's
Absolutely.
like my outlet, like Sarah, my wife, she when she gets home, after having a long day, like she likes to lay down and play her Switch, play like any game she wants. That's her way of like decompressing and releasing all of that negative energy. And that's how I look at it with my videos. Like I have all of this anger and all this frustration, and then I put it into these videos, and that's why it's creepy. That's you see what like that's why it comes off aggressive. Like when you look through my stories and then you like see Chiptune talking to you, he'll have these random outbursts. That's just like my self-conscious, just that's him talking.
Fuck
You
yeah.
know, that's what I want to do, but I can't do it, so I outlet that into something creative.
Bro, like I two things about you that I really love and what I think, you know, why I think your content's gonna blow up like crazy. Like you're a great storyteller and that emotional piece right there, you know, and I think I think we all need a creative like outlet one. I think we all need a like healthy place that we can put our anger. Like it is not to just like bottle up, ignore, and pretend like it's not there, because that's how you explode at some point. Like for real. If we can channel that emotion, you know, channel our, you know, a lot of anger that we have is just from pain that we've had from the past, trauma, all that stuff. And you know, we can take that pain, that stuff that was challenging or really difficult for us at some point, and turn that into beauty. We can turn that into entertainment. We can turn that into ways to connect to other people, you know? And I really love about the Pokemon fan base is they seem to embrace like all styles of art. And I think yours is like so perfect. And once enough people see it, like I see like six-figure views on like everything, at least.
At least, yeah. Like I don't know. I just feel like it's starting to become a job now. Like currently what I do now is obviously I've been job hunting and job hopping ever since that crash with my company. And right now I work at a fiberglass pool shop.
Hell yeah,
Like,
bro.
it's not the craziest thing on the planet, but it's something that is different. But those differences I can channel through what I already know and present it into a new way. Like, I didn't know fiberglass pools did this and this and this. I didn't know how pools were constructed. But that knowledge that I'm learning there, I can apply it to, the art style that I have now, and that's where the styles start to change.
Yeah, beautiful man. I love it. You're taking your situation and you are creating with it. Another masculinity thing, there's these archetypes, and one of the archetypes is called the magician, and his whole thing is taking what he is given and just making often something from nothing, nothing, there's plenty that you can work with within what a lot of people consider nothing. And I see that within you, man. I see a creative, I see someone who really stands for his family, and I'm really glad that you had some time to come and chat with me today.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. Like it's been a pleasure to talk with you, because like when you first reached out to me, you were like, man, let's do an interview. Like, I'm a men's relationship coach. I was like, what? Like, this is random. But when you shot me those questions, I was like, okay, like I see where this is going. Like I like ever since you sent me that shot list of questions, I've been thinking about it constantly, like how I'm gonna present myself to this guy, like. But me and you talking, it seems natural, like we have that connection, that spiritual connection. And again, like I'm a very spiritual person, and I always believe in, good souls. And if I say one good thing to somebody, that could change the entire world. That's just the way I look at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if I make these videos and somebody watches it, even if it's like one person, it could change their life somehow, some way of like how they use their, like, how they perspect themselves from, watching Pokemon, being a Pokemon fan. And it gives them like a different way to look at things. And that's the entire reason why Chiptune exists.
Yeah, man. I tell you, the same thing with Pokemon's health, I do my thing with guys, and I'm like, man, like I ask myself, like, if I were like financially free, what would I be doing more of? And I'm like, probably playing competitive Pokemon and trying to get to world, and I was like, I want to put that into my life. But I was like, how can I make that like there's something here, there's so many men who are playing Pokemon. There's so many men that, might need some support, might need a hand, might just need like friends. And that's what Pokemon's health is. It's a place for us to connect and possibly work together, possibly just support each other, and just, build a community that is overall just going to be possibly healthier than ever before, more fulfilled than ever before. And yeah, that's what I'm committed to. So I'm really glad to have had you come and, let the guys know where you are, with the perspective you're coming from. And yeah, if you had anything to say to any man that's out there struggling with whatever he's struggling with, what might that be?
Oof. If you're struggling, always know that there's somebody here to listen. That's the way I look at it. Like men together, we come together, and we one might not be strong enough, but a group of men who understand what that individual is going through, it's unstoppable. Because the way society is like when men show emotion, we get laughed upon. Like, let's think about it, like Will Smith, like how he was going through that stuff with old girl with a bald head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You're
So
my second friend in 2 days to talk about this. I'm like, come on, leave her alone. But yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It was a
like you
crazy
could
time.
yeah like when he shows emotions, like he gets laughed at, right? But it shouldn't be that way. Like, men have just as much emotion as women. Except the way, society has wrapped us around, like we're not supposed to show emotion, but it's okay to talk about it. Like, it's okay. Like, you can reach out to somebody and you can vent to them. Are they listening? I don't know, but you have to get that anger, that frustration, all of them emotions out.
Yes, beautiful. Well said. Chiptune, Zach, my man. I look forward to continuing this friendship. Thanks so much for coming on. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
Yeah, man. You too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And folks, that was some of my time with Mr. Chiptune TCG. And yeah, guys killing it. Seeing some nice growth on Instagram. Again, if you follow him at Instagram, on Instagram at Chiptune TCG, you're going to really be delighted. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Some of the coolest stuff that I have seen, and definitely one of my favorite conversations that I've had yet. I'm really inspired by a lot of stuff that Zach had to say, but one thing that stood out was this just idea of just being willing to change. So, like, what if men were just simply willing to change, people simply willing to change, willing to even look at how you're being, and really compare that to how you actually like want to be, how you actually want to be seen in the world, and to be willing to let go of, some of the stuff that really is, a lot of our problems come down to us being in a comfort zone. So what if we were willing to change that, those circumstances to get us outside of a comfort zone, to challenge ourselves to actually be who we want to be, instead of that person like lashes out, or that person that does shit that we know hurts us, and we don't want to do anymore. What if you could simply be willing to change? So, ponder that. If you enjoyed this episode and any of our episodes, please remember to give us a follow on all the channels, but particularly trying to grow that Twitch stream. I'm at almost 40 followers. I need 50 to start to qualify for affiliate. So trying to do that by the end of the year, so we can, really spread out and help reach guys who, may need the assistance, who may need the community, who may need the support. So here for you. Again, follow me at Pokemon's Health on basically every channel. You'll see some links for myself and Chiptune TCG in the description, so you can follow all that. Enjoy all the good times, and yeah, I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening. Talk soon.